This is the Totally Ice Hockey Show. Direct from the action in Finland, we're bringing you all the news, insights, reactions, insider tips, and much, much more from the IIHF World Championship. The best 30 minutes of your day start now.
Welcome back to the Totally Ice Hockey Show. It's the day we've been waiting for. It's finally game day. I'm Rav Sevier here with you throughout the tournament on every game day with my awesome Totally Ice Hockey Show family, Mike Johnson, Reagan, Russ. Good morning, guys. Are you ready for today?
Good morning, everyone. Yes, absolutely. It's game day, which is what we're here for.
Favorite day of the week.
It's our favorite day of the tournament, the first day. Absolutely. So, while I love visiting Finland, I'm here to watch hockey. Guys are here to play hockey. They don't want to practice. They don't want to play against NHL in exhibition games. It's time to go. It's time to start them for real. Fans in the stands. Let's get her going. Reagan, are you ready? Are you awake? Ready to go?
Mike, you know I'm always ready. Mm-hmm. I am pumped for this. I can't wait to see everything live and the fans and the energy. It's going to be amazing. And like you said, they are tired of practicing. And they're also tired of taking pictures because I've seen them every single day this week. So hopefully
Are they tired of seeing you? I don't know.
Probably tired of seeing me, but that's okay. They're not going to get enough of me by the end of this.
Yeah, well, they've still got a long ways to go. And, you know, joining us today for the first time, but definitely not the last, Rania Savolainen. Rania, we've been waiting for you, and it's great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward for this. So, yeah, I'm super excited.
Yeah, and you know, you're a Finnish player yourself. And before we talk about the buildup and the team, tell our listeners a bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Rania Savolainen. I'm from Finland. I'm also playing for Team Finland. And then I'm playing in Sweden for Luleå Hockey. I'm 24 years old. I'm playing as a D, so that's all, I think.
Rania, yesterday we began our previews and we took closer looks at Norway, Canada, Czechia, Austria, Germany, Kazakhstan, Switzerland, and Sweden. And so for our listeners who haven't listened to yesterday's episode yet, go ahead and do that. And we're going to dive into the remaining eight teams now, and we'll start with the host nation, Finland. And Rania, let's talk about the build-up to this World Championships, especially after Finland won gold. What is the excitement level around the country, around the fans?
Yeah, it's a lot of excitement. It's for sure the best part at the year so far in Finland. The league is ended in Finland and now it's World Championship. So I'm for sure all the fans are super excited and just want the games to start. And hockey is the best thing in Finland, I think. And the fans are going to be crazy for sure. So I think it's going to be fun.
Ronnie, what do you think we should expect from Finnish fans during tonight's game, especially in such a hockey town like Tampere?
I expect a lot, and I think they're gonna have one or two beers, maybe more. beer and hockey is the best combo, I think, in Finland. And then I think they're gonna be super loud. It's a big rink, it's a new rink. People are super excited to come there and cheer for Finland and give the extra energy for the players to play good and go as far as they can. So I expect a lot, and they're gonna for sure enjoy and have fun.
Now let's talk about Team Finland. We've already mentioned Olympics gold. We talked about it yesterday as well. What are the expectations from this championships?
Yeah, well, I expect they're going to be top three for sure, and I think every fan is going to expect that. It's almost the same team as in Olympics. They have few NHL players who's gonna make that team even better than they were Olympics. So I think a lot of people are expecting a lot, and with that team, I think they know each other and they know how to play. They know how the next person is reacting in every situation. So I think they have a good roster. So top three or maybe a gold is my expectations.
And in terms of that roster, which players should our listeners pay attention to?
I say Michael Granlund. Always will say that he's a Finnish hero. Always when he's been playing for Team Finland, and he's a leader. He's been playing in NHL for many years now, and I hope he's gonna show and lead the team for the gold.
And speaking of rosters, we're all building our rosters for the IIHF Fantasy Game, which, Rania, you still need to join our Totally Ice Hockey Show League. Make sure you do that after we record.
Yeah.
And if we're talking about these rosters, who would be your all-Finnish lineup for a fantasy game?
That's pretty hard, but I will say as a Left wing. I don't know the left wing, but I will say Sebastian Aho, even if he's a center, I will put him as a left wing. Then as a center, Mikko Rantanen, he's good. And then, yeah, well, Michael Granlund. No, Michael Granlund as a center, and then right wing Mikko Rantanen. As a D, I will take Henri Jokiharju and Miro Heiskanen. And as a goalie, Juuse Saros.
So there you go. For all of our listeners, you can steal Rania's picks now.
Oh
Oh, that's fine. That'll be a good competition.
no.
So for everyone, if you haven't yet, go join our fantasy league. Just log on to fantasy.iihf.com, create your team, search for the Totally Ice Hockey Show, and register for our league. And Rania, you'll be with us every day that Finland plays, following all the action. So we'll catch you in the next couple of days.
Sounds good.
Next up, guys, Team Britain, who's making its third consecutive appearance in the World Championships. Reagan, the British government has invested a lot of money into this program over the years. Will we see the effect of this spending on the ice?
Yeah, definitely. They've been pouring money into the men's and women's side, and I think that's super important to help improve as fast as you want to. And they've gotten a little bit better year over year. And I think the biggest thing to note about this team is that they're realistic about where they stand when they come to this tournament. They're not expecting to win gold, but they show up to compete hard, have a good time, and win a couple of games. And like I said, not get relegated.
Yes, very important. Do not get relegated. But I love the fact that
Every
Britain.
team's goal.
Yes, right. But I think that like it's a welcome addition to the international hockey community. You know, you figure with their population, with their infrastructure, with the proximity to North America, like they would be able to grow their game. So I'm excited to watch them. They are great dudes to be around, like super funny. Can appreciate the opportunity. So I'm looking forward to watch them play. And they've had some pretty cool moments the last couple of years in this tournament. So I'm excited to see if they can find another one this year.
In terms of Latvia, who we'll also be seeing in the coming days, two Latvian veterans retired from international play right after the Beijing Olympics. Mike, how much will this sort of changing of the guards affect the team?
Well, they've been around forever. Darzinch, I mean, I feel like he's been around since before I even was playing hockey. He's almost 40 years old and a long time, very successful. But at some point, the game's getting younger. You have to turn the page and you have to get new talent. You can't always be looking to the guy who's been there for 15 years, say, go do it for us again. Someone else, a younger player, now has to step in there and say, I want that opportunity. And I think it's good that they might have some guys that are up to it. They got Rudolf Balcers in the tournament this year, which would be nice. As an NHL player, that wasn't always available. And they'll play hard, but I think it's probably a good thing, good timing to step out after the Olympics and move on.
Yeah, and you already mentioned the NHL and Reagan. On the flip side, some of the veterans have already left the team, but they do have a couple NHLers coming in, joining us here in Tampere that can have an effect as well.
Yeah, Elvis is in the building. All right.
Yes, that's it.
We've been
Sweet,
waiting
sweet
for that.
music.
And that was my punchline. I needed that one. Yeah, I met him yesterday. Sweet pads, by the way, is what I will say. He's done a phenomenal job so far. I think he's a really great guy, good goaltender. He's played 60 games with the Columbus Blue Jackets this past year, a little over 3 goals a game, but it's the NHL. Come on, like that's pretty good. So I'm excited to see him. They have some newcomers too that we talked about, and I think they got a good chance, especially against USA today, as long as they're not sleeping.
In many ways, the game today is huge for USA and Latvia because, like, you look at Sweden, Finland are gonna be really good. Czechia is going to be good as well. Like, it might come down to Latvia, USA for that four spots. So it's a pretty significant game to start the tournament with.
Yeah, and Reagan, yesterday Mike threw some punches when it came to Team Canada. So it's your turn. You want to return the favor with Team USA?
I don't know if I can exactly right now because
Please
we don't have
do.
it. We can't back ourselves up at the moment. But what I will say is David Quinn is a G, and he's done great job with New York Rangers, Boston University at Mike. And I think that they have some really good veterans like Seth Jones, their captain. I met him yesterday too. He was actually really nice. Found out that we were both from Dallas, so that was cool. And yeah, he's been playing in the NHL since 2013. Has been a producer as a defenseman, which is really cool to see. And in the last year, he's gotten over 50 points. So that's crazy. Coming from a defenseman, I only got like maybe 15 points. And so I'm just comparing myself to him in NHLer. Yeah, I get
Yeah, as you should, as you should. The
it.
Americans are interesting in that they're so, young and kind of unproven. They got a lot of guys who are you know, fresh out of college or just kind of into their NHL careers. But I think that can be a good thing in this tournament. Like, obviously, you need talent. Seth Jones will bring that kind of, you know, experience. You're going to need a goaltender. I'm not exactly sure which way they're going to lean in that direction. But I don't mind a collection of young players or not proven international players that people might question, because this can kind of be a galvanizing tournament. Say, you know what? Let's show the rest of the world that we are better than we think. And we know, as much as I hate to admit to Reagan, the U.S. is one of the best hockey-playing countries in the world. No question. And there is something,
Rob, you get that?
Important.
Something, it's recorded.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, cut that for later. There's something important about wearing an American jersey. There's pride in wearing that jersey and representing it well and doing well internationally. It doesn't matter what the makeup of the team is. Like, they expect to do well.
And, you know, somebody, you said some of these aren't internationally tested players, and we're trying to get to know some of the players a bit as the championships get going. Yesterday, we asked the players about the fans and which teams are excited to face. This time, we wanted to know if they had any superstition. So are you ready for their answers?
Mm-hmm.
Too many. I pray before the game and before every single period.
Always the right skate and pad first.
We're Latvians. We don't believe in superstitions.
I used to be superstitious, but not really. So I don't really have anything before or after the game. So
yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I do the same stuff all the time, like same side, same exercise and stuff like that. And yeah, for sure, I like to have like my, you know, like tape job and stuff like that. But on the game, I don't think about it.
I have a lot, but one is I have to get dressed left to right.
Not really, honestly. My dad was really superstitious, so my only one is to try not to be superstitious.
A lot, yeah. Man, I don't know. I it's too long to go over all of them, but I like to eat the same things and you know, just take the same amount of nap time and stuff like that, come to the rink at the same time, so stuff like that.
All right, guys, so what we learned now is that Latvians are not superstitious, but what about you, Reagan, Mike? Did you guys have any superstitions while playing?
See, I don't consider routine superstition, like left to right skates, same meal, same sleep, but like superstition stuff you do that doesn't make any sense. Like what I used to do, I used to go out there for pregame warm-up. I had to touch the boards at the goal line, the blue line, the red line, the blue line, the goalie, and then underneath the crossbar every time before every game. No matter who was in the way, marching band, sponsors, whatever, I'd be like dancing all around them trying to get there. I don't know how it started and why, but it did. So that was mine. Reagan, you must have had something.
I'm really not superstitious. I had a routine. Yeah, I had a routine.
She's secretly Latvian.
I'm secretly Latvian. That's right. Now, the one thing that I did have to do before every game, though, was listen to One Republic. I had four songs that I would queue up.
One Republic? What?
They're my favorite band and they calm me down.
It.
Yes.
What pump up song from One Republic would you listen to?
I don't
please?
Need pump up songs, Mike. Do you not know that I am already pumped up on life
all
the time?
So what calming song from One Republic was your? Please tell me what song it was.
Oh, no, there's four.
Well, which I would give me the name of one of the four, the most famous one.
Let me see here. Sunshine. Okay.
I don't know. I'm
not even sure I know that one.
Well, we'll find it later.
A little bit of sunshine. A little preview.
Oh,
we'll
yeah,
find it later.
Exactly
and we'll also have okay. a session of Reagan just singing to our
karaoke
listeners.
Karaoke Thursday
up.
Nights with Reagan. See you next
there
week.
You
with
go.
The boys.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's get back to our previews. You know, the Danes have been building a name for themselves, especially with their first ever Olympics hockey appearance this past February. Mike, how can they build on this recent success?
Well, they have to establish a standard where they are now kind of, they're not going to be in the big five countries, but they're going to try to push up into Germany and Switzerland, try to close the gap to those countries. I think that's their next step of their progression. They have talented players. And they don't even have all their NHL players available to them, but they have some talented players. They play fast, but I think that's really just like developing the experience to be able to challenge the better teams consistently. So they're, you know, they're around those quarterfinal spots every single World Championships.
Reagan, do you think other teams will be taking the Danes a bit more seriously than they may have in past years?
I don't think that they should count them out, that's for sure. Like we were talking about yesterday, anybody can win on any given day, and these games are very crucial to make it to the next round. So if they want a chance at winning the game, they better show up and play hard.
And let's talk about Team Slovakia, who we saw playing hard in the Olympics, coming off a bronze medal. They were national heroes. They got quite the welcome. Mike, are they going to receive another hero's welcome in Bratislava after this tournament?
No, they're not going to win another medal. No, I mean, that's what makes it so amazing is that they did. It was the first time. And I remember the scenes from the little kids' practices watching the games results or the arrival of the team back in Bratislava. And it's incredible stuff. And I have an affinity for Slovakia because I play with a whole bunch of Slovaks on Arizona, like five of them on my team. And so I got to appreciate how much hockey meant to their country. And it was a great job. Craig Ramsey, former coach of mine, is their coach. So, you know, I hope they do well, but they'll be in tough. But I think all eyes are really on Juraj Slafkovský. I mean, he lit up the Olympics as a draft eligible player. So we'll see if he can back that up again here at the World Championships and produce. I don't expect him to be the MVP, but at least be productive. That would be helpful to his draft stock.
Reagan, yeah. What do you think we should expect from him?
I think from the teams in general, the Slovakian team, is that they are coming to compete. And I love seeing the game being elevated in other teams that you wouldn't normally think of. Like, we've already been talking about Great Britain and now Slovakia. It's like a smaller country, but they can still compete with teams like Team Canada, Team USA, who have hundreds of thousands of players. And so I'm excited to see them play.
And Juraj Slafkovský joined us for a chat yesterday evening. Here's what he had to say to us. Juraj, thank you very much for joining our podcast. We really appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thank you for the invite. My pleasure.
Well, first of all, you've built yourself quite the reputation. You're being hyped up ahead of this tournament. Have you gotten used to all the attention that you're getting recently?
Yeah, I would say, like, I'm okay with that. Of course, sometimes I get away from that, or like I try to get away, but I think I'm okay most of the time with that.
Do you feel as if it's added some pressure at all?
Yeah, like a little bit more pressure also because the draft is coming and all the fans in Slovakia, so a little bit more. But
are you able to ignore that, to, you know, keep your mind focused on this tournament with everything going on, as you mentioned, the draft as well?
Well, I try to. Of course, sometimes it's like I think of that a little bit more, but most of the time I'm like, I'm okay. I don't think about that, but yeah. There is also some time when I think of that a little bit more.
I've read interviews with you after the Olympics where you said that you weren't expecting to have the performance that you had, that you even surprised yourself. After that performance, what are you expecting of yourself coming into these World Championships?
Well, I would say that it was like a special time in the Olympics, so it's not happening like every month or every 2 months, so, but like I expect from me, it's just to play like good hockey and help the team, and whatever comes with that, I will be okay if we are successful and if we play good.
Do you think with that performance, you know, you left an impression on some of the guys that you're playing against these next couple of weeks?
I hope so, that they will at least like think of that someone is playing against them, so they also have to try hard.
They'll probably try a bit harder. You know, everyone that we've spoken to is really looking forward to face Finland. They want to face the best. So I would assume that also means facing you now.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's like, yeah, like we are, I think it's not like we are not the team that like you want to face, or like how to say, like you. Like you are happy that you are playing against like Slovakia. I think it's like more when you play against Canada and those teams. But the thing what we want to do is like get Slovakia like better name. So it's happening like more that when they play against Slovakia, they say, oh yeah, we're playing Slovakia. That's going to be tough.
Well, definitely after your Olympic performance as a team, and you know, you already had one hero's welcome in Bratislava this year. Do you expect to have another one? What are your expectations as a team from this tournament?
Like I said, I think we just want to play like good hockey, and if we play our hockey and we play that good, I think we can like beat everyone. But let's see what happens like in next couple of days, and then we will see.
Well, you also play here in Finland. You know the Finnish fans. So what type of environment are you expecting when you head into the arena?
Actually, I don't really know. Could be like some like also like foreign fans will come. So it will be like a little bit different when we face like Finnish teams against each other. But yeah, I hope it's going to be a good crowd there tomorrow and like next days. But let's see.
All right. Well, Juraj, it was a pleasure having you with us. Thank you very much and good luck. Guys, we've got two more teams that we have to preview before today's puck drop, and those are France and Italy. They're our last two teams. They'll meet on the 18th for what may be an incredibly important match for the two countries. Reagan, is that a game that they all already circled on their calendars as it could be pivotal?
Yeah, it's going to be huge for the both of them. Like, France has some returners from the NHL that have a little bit of experience there. Italy has North American-born players that have come over to Italy to play and live there. And then when you're looking at Italy, they've got a few big games ahead of them with Switzerland and Sweden, which, you know, those might be a little bit more unlikely that they'll win, but won't count them out. And then the game against France is definitely going to be important because they're the teams that are at the bottom right now who they really need to win if they want to stay in the running.
But that's what makes this tournament cool. Because to those guys, that game is a gold medal game. It is everything. And they know that. Like, if they can win that, the entire tournament success. And they approach it like that. There's always drama in those relegation potential matchups. Two teams that will eyeball each other all tournament long. Like, how are they doing? Is it going to come down to us against them? So that'll be fun to watch. And they kind of work their way to that winnable game.
Hey guys, are you ready to get to know more about the players?
Always.
All right. Well, this time we asked them about music and their top concerts over the year. Do you think came up? Reagan can't. Yeah, I don't think One Republic was on there. Reagan Thank knows God. What's on there, so don't
Nobody
give it
asked
away.
Me.
Mike did.
Yes.
Mike did. Yeah, that's right.
All right, here we go. This is what they had to say.
I've been to a concert in Milan from Linkin Park in 2017, and it was a great experience.
Eric Church, I went to. That was a good one. I'm not even a country fan, so I don't even know why I went.
Drake at the O2 in London.
I'd probably have to say Red Hot Chili Peppers in Sheffield, probably early 2000s. It was pretty special.
Mumford & Sons, Cardiff.
I would say Black Sabbath concert in Riga in 2017.
I'd say Latvian band Brainstorm.
Limp Bizkit.
Big country person, probably Thomas Rhett and Jason Aldean. They were the best I've seen live.
So guys, everything from Limp Bizkit to Black Sabbath to country music. We've got quite the combination.
That's the challenge in the dressing room. How do you satisfy this diverse musical tapes? Whoever's in charge of the DJ, it's a big responsibility. Some pretty good selections on there.
Yeah, Mumford pressure's on.
Yeah.
That was my first concert ever, Mumford & Sons, back in 11th
nice.
Grade.
Wow. They're sick. They're sick live. They're very, very good.
They are.
Well, guys, that was another 30 minutes that just flew by. But don't worry, there's plenty more to come because, Reagan, you're going live with the pregame skate 40 minutes before puck drop every game day. What's on the show today?
There are a lot of things on the show today. It's going to be about a 20-minute show. We're going to run you through basically last year's tournament, this year's tournament, what we're looking forward to. And there's going to be a little bit behind the scenes, too, along with picture day and some of the player interviews.
All right. Well, also, don't forget to follow us on all social networks, IIHF Hockey. You can send us your questions there. We'll answer them on the show. Of course, get your fantasy teams ready. Once we wrap up here, I'm going to choose my lineup for today. So, guys, don't forget to choose your lineups as well. Search for our league on fantasy.iihf.com, the Totally Ice Hockey Show League. DJ Ray Ray is getting her game face on because yesterday she told us she's competitive. So let's see who can beat her. Join our league and see if you're able to. DJ Ray Ray, you ready for this?
I'm ready. I already got my team. Let's go.
Mike, are you all set up?
I'm going to show her what it's like to be a GM. So don't worry. I only want to beat one person in this turn this league. Only one. That's all I care about. You.
So even Reagan. If you come second to last, as long as Reagan's last, you're fine.
You don't have to be first. Just don't be worst.
We'll remember that throughout the tournament. Well, guys, we'll see you all tomorrow for another episode of the Totally Ice Hockey Show. Have a good day and enjoy day one.
Let's get after it.
Woo!